Welcome to another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
I already forgot what we're talking about.
Oh my word.
We're talking tickets, express passes, announcements, breaking news.
Oh boy. Anyway, before we get into all this, because there's a lot.
Socials.
Socials! I forgot the word. We're on Instagram and Twitter /X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter /X.
And if that's too much for you to do, just go to our Instagram and there's a link tree that you can click. We're currently streaming Split Fiction. You won't hear us talk, though, because we don't know how to do that.
Until we get an Elgato or whatever.
Maybe. I don't know. So right now, we're just streaming it, pulling it off Twitch, and then inserting our audio clips that we're recording with our wireless mics.
Yeah, so you'll hear us on YouTube whenever we finish editing and actually put it up.
I just realized technically we could play like this, where I'm sitting in my chair over here, and we could just use these mics. It could work.
Yeah, but would you be comfortable playing that way?
I don't know. You might be the one sitting over here, because your character's on this side of the screen.
That's true.
Anyways, we have an announcement.
Yay!
If you haven't realized, we have gone every other week. Some people are saddened. Some people are happy they don't have to hear us every week. Angus is probably happy he doesn't have to hear us every week.
That was not intentional at first, the whole every other week thing. It was, we just kept getting really busy, and episodes just had to get delayed, and we're...
Because of life.
And since we don't get paid for these, we're just, oh well.
Now, if somebody wants me to pay me $1,000 an episode, I will crank out an episode every week. Anyways, Melody's going back to college. She's going to be an accountant. She is getting her accounting degree. She starts college, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
She is taking an online college, and with the kids and cleaning and house and all that stuff, and me going to work all day.
It's a lot of stuff, and that means this podcast has to be put on the back burner.
Yes.
Essentially.
We're not stopping. We're just doing every other week, so she has enough time to edit the podcast during the day. Anyways. Big news. I woke
That's
up.
That's the announcement. That is
the announcement. Now for the breaking news.
There you go.
This is indeed breaking news.
Yes.
Ish. By the time it comes out, it won't be breaking news. Unless Melody somehow gets us out tomorrow, which is a Friday.
We don't post on Fridays anymore.
I told you to get this episode out ASAP.
Okay. It will be a miracle if it comes out one day after.
Yes, it will. I woke up this morning, as I usually do, hopefully.
Make it sound so dark.
You never know. Anyways, so I woke up this morning, started scrolling Facebook as I usually do because, you know, Epic Universe is right around the corner. We hadn't gotten any announcements about express passes or VIP packages or anything like that. Halloween Horror Nights is right around the corner. We should be getting ticket drops any day now. So I'm always scrolling Facebook hoping somebody, you know, is faster than I am and post that some tickets are on sale for me to go spend my hard-earned money on. Woke up this morning, scrolled Facebook, someone said, oh, express passes are on sale. So I immediately went to the Universal app, clicked on one park for extras, clicked on express pass, and lo and behold, Epic Universe was there. Now granted, it's only one express pass per ride per participating attraction. And I jumped out of bed. Melody was getting the kids dressed for the day.
Scared the living daylights out of me.
I burst through the door.
No, actually, what happened was we have a little trash can for the kids' diapers outside their room. Like right outside the door because they just keep getting in the trash can, so it's outside the room.
Yep.
So I had opened the door because I was in the middle of changing diapers and throwing away a diaper. I opened the door and he is lunging at me. Scares the living daylights out of me because I thought he was still in bed just kind of scrolling or sleeping or whatever.
What did I
nearly
say?
Punched you. I don't... you were...
Oh,
crazy.
I screamed big problem.
Oh, yes. Big problem.
I screamed big problem. And I'm like, big problem. Express passes are on sale.
Don't do that. Ever again.
Oh, I'm going to do it again.
Scary. No.
So I add two to the cart. It was going to be somewhere in the ballpark of around like $550 with tax. I think it was $553 for us to get express passes. And I was about to go through with the purchase because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, these are express passes for opening week of Epic Universe because we're going May 25th. It opens May 22nd. These are going to sell out like hotcakes. Because yes. Everybody else has the same idea as me, okay? That park is going to be rammed, it's going to be full, it's going to be bad, okay? So everybody is going to be buying these express passes because they know it's going to be bad. And I have that same thought. So I'm like, I'm going to purchase it. But then Jack actually saved us because I was about to buy the express passes right then and there because you already gave me the go-ahead. You actually, a few months ago, you gave me the go-ahead to buy VIP tickets as soon as they go on sale. So my thought was, whichever goes on sale first, I'm going to buy.
Yes. So we saw the express passes.
And I was going to buy. Okay. So Jack started crying because he wanted to play with my phone and take pictures. And I was in the middle of something, so I said no, and he started crying, so I left the room.
It was a weird thing for him because he's not used to his dad being there straight up when he wakes up. So he was still groggy because we woke him up, and he saw his dad, saw him on his phone, and he kind of goes a little crazy with phones.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Anyways, so I go and sit down. I'm like, let me take a breather. I go on Facebook again. I scroll for a second because it's not going to sell out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Start scrolling. Somewhere someone says, oh, can you book me a VIP package? And on the travel agent page, someone was like, oh, yeah, I'm having troubles right now, but I'll get it booked as soon as I can. I'm like, why are you talking about booking VIP packages when Express Passes for Epic just got dropped?
Uh-huh.
So I do a little more deep diving, and lo and behold, VIP was also dropped. So I deleted our express passes. I burst back in the room to Melody. I'm like, big problem.
At least by this point, I was just...
You were walking out of his room. And I'm like, big problem. VIP packages dropped. I'm like, which one do you want to do? There's a significant price difference. So express passes for us for May 25th was like in the $553 range. We would give you exact prices, but their website is down.
Click on it with our arrival time.
Let me refresh the page.
Don't refresh!
Never mind, not going to refresh. Oh. We'll be on in 26 minutes.
You refresh, you lose your place in line.
I didn't know that. So, it's like $5.53 for express passes for
us. If this happens to load while we're still recording, I will enter the ticket price recording here.
See, I don't know. I'm not a Time Lord, so I don't know if you actually did that. We're also watching through Doctor Who again.
So
I have Time Lord on the mind. Anyways, $5.53 for express passes. I deleted those, put in two people for May 25th. Surprisingly, it was still available. Went through. It is now $12.99 or in that price range. I go to Melody. I'm like, hey, this is a significant price increase. I knew it was going to be bad, not this bad. I tell her the price. She goes, buy it.
Yeah, because I was expecting it to be $1,200. Per person for the VIP tour. Oh, I'm not
that. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I knew it was going to be, you know, $400 maybe.
That's what I was expecting, though. So when you're like, oh, it's only $600 per person. I was like,
it's $650 per person.
Yes.
So the reason why we can give you this price is because we actually booked it. Let me pull up my order confirmation.
We apologize for the abrupt break.
We're back. It is a few hours later, and our recording software didn't record.
Yeah, it didn't crash. It just stopped loading.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
We also had a bunch of tabs open, so that could have been the result.
Stupid college application.
Yes. So we're not going to re-record because it's just a ticket episode and it's not that important.
And we're also now racing against the clock in case Rose wakes up.
That too. So we're going to be fast. Where we think we left off is, so we're doing the VIP tour at Epic, and I'm just going to detail what that entails.
I think you're in the middle of guessing the prices. Well, you're guessing, but also not guessing, because you had your own prices.
Okay, well, I'm going to start here.
Okay.
We're going to do the VIP tour. Don't know if I already said that. We will do our best to record anything and everything on how the VIP tour works. Where to meet the tour guides, where to pick up your lanyards, just the whole shebang.
Yes, if you're confused what he's talking about, we're planning to bring our mics to record while we're on the VIP tour.
Yes.
And we'll get as much info as we can and hopefully not forget anything important.
That's true. So what the VIP tour entails from what I remember.
I also have the thingy written down.
Then you will tell me anything pictures. I forget. We get one free, what's it called, valet parking, which I will use because I don't want to pay for parking.
Would our pass holder thing not work for Epic? Oh.
Because we have an Islands Adventure and Universal Studios annual pass, not an Epic Universe annual pass. Everybody keeps asking that in the pass holder groups.
Okay.
Do I get free parking? No. No, you don't. Anyways, free VIP, not VIP, free valet parking you get. It is a 4-hour walking tour. They are going to try their best to get you on rides. It is also apparently a behind-the-scenes tour. Don't know how much of that is true. And then you get a express pass for the remainder of your day. It is not an unlimited express pass, but it is a one-time use per ride, per participating attraction express pass.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Oh, and you also get discounts.
VIP experience will be available at Universal Epic Universe starting on May 23rd.
Oh, not even opening day?
No.
Interesting.
And then I got prices.
What are the prices?
Okay, so for Epic Universe, it starts at $389.99 per person. And then I took screenshots of every single month until December of 2025. To kind of get an actual eyeball of prices.
Okay.
So for May...
Did I make a good choice and did we buy the cheapest?
Not even close. Okay, so May, $650.
That's what I paid?
June.
Okay, just to clarify, these are per person.
Yes.
So I paid, what, $1,300?
Around, yes. June ranges from $590 to $650.
Okay.
July ranges from... $570 to $620.
Okay, we're slowly going down.
You'll notice a trend.
Unfortunately.
August ranges. Wait, I'm trying to find the highest price for this real quick. $470 to $510.
Lovely. We love this.
Already more than $100 less.
Okay.
September, $400 to $480.
Okay.
October is... Okay, we're starting to go back up. I think it's 420 to 510. Nope, there's a 540 in here.
Lovely.
And then November, it is 410 to 560. And December...
Do we get lower than 400 ever? Do we ever get...
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't have to keep reading.
Oh. And then December, the very end of December, finally goes back up to $650.
Makes sense, because it's December.
New Year's.
Yeah, and Christmas.
Yeah, so we literally picked...
The most expensive
the
time.
The most expensive time.
But that's the only time we're going.
For now.
For now. And it's, you know, content.
Sure, say it's for the content.
It is for the content.
Yeah, but there is no $390 anywhere.
I mean...
Well, I get close. I got $400, right?
I'm going to go into this saying I paid $400 per person, and I'm going to see if it's worth the value.
Oh, I should also clarify. During the few hours, we finally got onto the Universal website for ticket prices.
Yes, that's why you have these prices.
Yes. And more information on other stuff that I wasn't expecting.
Yes.
You say yes, you haven't looked at the pictures, so you don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Anyways, when we do our VIP tour, I'm going to go into it with the mindset of I paid $400 for this, because that's, you know, close to the average price that people are going to pay. They're going to pay in that $400, $450 price range. So I'm going to say, is it worth $100 an hour per person to go on this tour? Because it's a 4-hour tour.
Okay.
And we will be the judges of that. The final rule ends with us.
Sure.
Yep.
So do you want to talk about tickets for Epic or the other stuff that you weren't expecting?
Let's talk tickets. Just okay. General, let's give people general prices. You don't have to go month by month, but...
I didn't do month by month for that. I just did the VIP tour because it threw me off when I saw the $390 and we... Ours was.
So what did you get? Did you get like day ticket prices or?
Yeah, lots of day tickets.
What did you get for day tickets?
For the 3-day tickets.
Wait, 3-day tickets?
2 days between studios and islands and then 1 day at Epic.
Oh, we've already covered that. We don't care about that.
Oh.
That's old news.
No, but I think some sold out by the time when I got onto the website. Because I was comparing Florida resident prices with non-Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, planning my sister's honeymoon trip made us remember that there's non-Florida resident prices.
Yes.
So I looked up both.
Okay.
And when I clicked on non-Florida, it gave me a range of 1 to 5 days. Okay. While for Florida resident, it was only 1 to 3.
Makes sense, because you're Florida, you can come more often, so more people don't really want to spend longer there. It's either they're going to buy a cheap annual pass and come more often that way, or they're going to get the short, you know, 3-day trip, because if you start getting into that 5-day trip period, you're starting to cross into the line of, well, it might be cheaper to just buy the cheapest annual pass.
And just stay aware that the 5-day tickets are still just 4 days at Studios and Islands, 1 day at Epic.
All right. What is the general price for that?
For the 5-day? It's sure. About like $101.92 per day.
That's not bad. We paid like, what, $163 for 1 day at Epic per person? Expensive.
It's just a lot of small prices. I didn't realize we already went over this, so I took a picture of literally every single one.
All right. Let's skip all that then.
Alrighty. 2-day express pass.
Okay.
So, 2-day express pass for Studios, Islands, and Epic. It says starting from 100.
Okay. Versus a 1 day. How much is a 1 day?
1 day express pass, Universal Epic Universe.
Oh, that's a question I should. Okay.
What?
I'll say what you're going to say.
Okay. Add a Universal Express Pass to skip the regular lines at participating rides and attractions once per ride.
Yes.
Okay. $129.99 per okay. person. Oh, okay, because the 2-day express pass is also once per ride. Still so, weird? Why is it cheaper?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's per day. 100 per day.
Okay.
Got it. That makes more sense now.
So the thing I remembered. So I called Universal today, guest services, 3 times actually, because before I bought our VIP tour for nearly $1,400, I was like, let me make sure I have tickets, because I have my order confirmation, but they never showed up in my app.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's saying how they have it in their app.
It was like, oh, you just had to wait like a week for it to show up or something. And ours never showed up.
Yeah, so you called like a few days after we booked it. And we're like, hey, our tickets never showed up. And it's like, oh, it'll take like a week or two since there's so many orders being processed by the system. We're like, okay, cool. We waited a week. Nothing happened. 2 weeks. Nothing happened.
Our order probably just got forgotten to update, I guess.
Yeah. So now, what, 4 months later?
Yeah.
Basically, never showed up. So today I'm like, I need a call before I spend, you know, a hefty amount of money on a VIP tour when I can't even get into the park. So I called and the line was so long and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call back later. Called back a couple hours later, still long.
And I think you said this earlier, you were calling, but you still purchased the VIP.
Yeah, for... still purchased it because I was like, I really don't want to accidentally miss this.
Well, what time was it that I looked at the VIP tours? Around 1? No.
Around like 2.
2. 2:15 is when I finally got on the website, and there were still VIP tours.
For the 25th?
For the 25th.
Weird, because
not the 24th. That was sold out.
When I booked our VIP tour, there was only 1 time slot, 9 a.m.
Oh.
So I took it. So maybe there is only 1 time slot. Anyways.
Who knows? It was still on the calendar.
Yeah. So I called back a 3rd time right before we started recording, and I actually got through to somebody pretty quickly. And I talked to a lady, forgot to get her name, but I took the survey and it said, oh, leave a message for your ticket agent. And I said, give him a fist bump and a raise.
Is this the one where I heard the phone call?
Yes.
Yeah, she was very...
She was very nice.
Polite. And just friendly and happy.
Because I could tell she was having a hectic day, but she was very nice.
Mm.
Anyways, so I talked to this lady, and I'm like, hey, I don't want to book this very expensive VIP tour if somehow my tickets got lost, and I don't actually have tickets. I'm like, can you just confirm that I have tickets? And she goes, oh, sure. And she's like, oh, I see you have tickets. Under this confirmation code, she reads me my confirmation code. I'm like, yep, that's the confirmation code I have. And she goes, all right, it's for blah, 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 and for my name and Melody's name. I'm like, yep, that's great. And then she goes, oh, do you want me to link it to your account? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, let me get a hold of somebody in IT to see what's going on and why I didn't link. So she figured out 10 minutes later, they're now showing up in my app. when we called two other times and two other agents never did that for us.
Yeah. So, and she was super great. Friendly about it too, because like Nick said, they had to put him, she had to put him on hold.
Yeah.
But then about like, what, a little more than halfway, she basically contacted again. Just like, hey, like, sorry for the wait. Just still trying to get it to work and stuff like that. And she was just really nice. Friendly.
Anyways, I say all that because I was going to ask her, do annual pass holders get discounts on VIP tours?
Oh, like, I doubt it.
I thought I read somewhere that we get discounts on VIP tours, but I can't remember. It would have saved us like...
Probably maybe for Studios and Islands, but I doubt it for Epic.
Oh, well. So, I should have asked. Oh, well. What else do you have? What other
thing
mystery?
Thing that you were not expecting.
Is it PhotoPass?
No.
Oh?
I guess I could have added that, and I just didn't. Darkmoor Monster Makeup Experience.
Oh, I saw that.
Transformation Ticket.
I saw that. I didn't click on it, because I'm like, I don't care about that. It's overpriced.
Oh, very much so. And there's apparently two different versions.
Let me take a guess. What's the first version? I mean, what's the name of it?
Transformation Ticket.
300.
Okay, let me say what you get.
Okay, fine.
Okay. At Darkmoor Monster Makeup Experience, skilled artists bring customers aged 5 and up, so our kids are a no.
Yep.
I wouldn't have them do that anyway.
Mm.
They would rub it right off. By transforming them into werewolves, vampires, and more. Matching accessories complete the monstrous transformation.
Oh, you get accessories too?
Yeah, so face makeup plus matching accessories, and then it says separate theme park admission is required. Each time slot can accommodate up to 2 appointments.
And how long is the time slot?
I didn't see that part.
Okay, fine.
You said 300?
I'm going to up it to 500.
Okay, that's a bit excessive. 169.
Oh. I mean, what's the other one?
Experiment ticket. This one is just for full face makeup. So the other one gives you accessories.
90.
This one is just full face.
89.99.
45.
Oh, okay.
So there's a big difference from full face to accessories.
My question, what are the accessories?
Yeah. Like, because right now the only thing I can really think of is like Medusa.
What is that, $100 difference?
More than 100. Goes from 170-ish to 45.
How much are the robes? Like the Harry Potter robes? $100?
120,
So
think.
That's... If you can buy a whole Harry Potter robe for $120, maybe they're giving you clothing.
Maybe. I would hope it's not just like, here are vampire teeth. Wah.
Yeah, for $100
or
more,
like,
it better.
Werewolf teeth. That would really be lame.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are all the prices that I found.
Can we also talk about how stupid it is to do face makeup in Florida?
Yes, but does better makeup not smear as much with sweat?
It has to be waterproof makeup.
Yeah.
How much sweating are you going to do? Or, you know, daily monsoons that we get?
And like I said, if our kids ever get their face painted, one, I just hate that.
I mean, I'll do it. Like, if they are actually interested in it and want it, I'll do it. I'll take the photos. We'll go do a little mini photo shoot. And then you have to mentally prepare your child that, hey, this is Florida. You're going to sweat it off.
And not just sweating, but kids also just, it's itchy. Makeup can get really itchy.
The second you get an itch on your face with the, you know, the sweat, you're done. It's gone.
Yeah, you rub it. No longer it looks good.
And then you have to go wash it off. And then there goes your $200.
If you do the expensive one and you get like the whole outfit, if you rub it off, you still kind of look like a monster, I guess.
I guess.
A disformed monster.
Anyways.
But that's another problem, because do you do it at the beginning of the day so that you get a full day's worth out of it, but then by the end you look really, really bad? Or you do it at the end of the day and you always look good, but then you've only been wearing it for a short time?
Who knows? Are we going to go do the monster makeup?
No. Well,
we
no.
could do the $200 one. We can both do it.
Well, I don't think you can with your beard.
I can find something. The werewolf.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
It's like at that point, give you a discount. You only have half a face to paint.
If that, you get any other information?
No, that's it.
There's a photo pass, but
I just kind of figured it was the same as a regular.
It's
photo
more
pass.
Than likely going to be the same.
Pass.
It'll probably be like $10 more because it is theoretically covering quote-unquote 2 parks because Epic Universe is the size of 2 parks.
Okay.
So it should be a little bit more than, you know, just Universal or just Islands.
And not to mention, the photo pass for Epic will probably be more utilized than Islands and Studios because they have more
photo spots.
Photo looking places. Like, Islands is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Universal doesn't have many photo places except Diagon Alley.
That's true.
Islands, you got Jurassic Park, Harry Potter area, you got Marvel-ish, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
You have more photo areas. I'm trying to remember what the actual word is.
Photo spots?
No, but atmosphere. What's that word?
Scenery?
I guess.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it. I think we covered everything else in the first half. Hopefully. Because we also talked for a long time afterward, after it's loaded, so we don't remember what got saved and what didn't.
So we're guessing. Hopefully this sounds good.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe people may never hear this and we have to re-record.
So to recap, because this is pretty much the end of the episode.
This
we recapped. Our podcast will now be every other week for the future.
Yes, we did announce that. Yes. Hopefully. Depending on how easy or hard the college is.
Yeah.
It may be once a month. It may be every week. We will see how it goes.
We also mentioned Rose's teething for some reason.
Yes. She has 4 teeth coming in, just in case anybody cares.
She's in pain.
Very much, but she is still asleep. Very surprising.
I know.
I can see her head on the baby monitor.
But at least it's not popping up.
That is true.
Sleepy head. We'll do our best to keep on schedule, because we've already kind of doing every other week already, but that was not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been really hectic. And seeing that hecticness, is that a word? I don't know.
Close enough.
We decided, yeah, we're going to make it a little easier for the podcast as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're tired. So we'll go now.
See? Tired. It's past my bedtime.
Your hair looks silly now.
No. I fix.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.